My meditation of him shall be sweet. By William Bridge. My meditation of him shall be sweet. Psalm 104, verse 34. By meditation, your knowledge is raised. Your memory is strengthened. Your hearts are warmed. You will be freed from sinful thoughts. Your hearts will be tuned to every duty. You will grow in grace. You will fill up all the chinks and crevices of your lives and know how to spend your spare time and improve that for God. You will draw good out of evil. You will converse with God, have communion with God, and enjoy God. And I ask, is not here profit enough to sweeten the voyage of your thoughts in meditation? As meditation is the sister of reading, so it is the mother of prayer. Though a man's heart is much indisposed to prayer, yet if he can but fall into meditation on God and the things of God, his heart will soon come off to prayer. Begin with reading. Go on with meditation, and end in prayer. Reading without meditation is unfruitful. Meditation without reading is hurtful. To meditate and to read without prayer upon both is without blessing. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2.